What is your greatest wish?
Dry sheets in the morning.
I wish I had my innocence back.
I wish the screaming would stop.
I just want to punch God in the face.
I want to crawl inside your head and eat my way out.
I wish the screaming would start.
I have all the boogers I need.
What did Hitler say? Oh, nothing? Okay, nothing.
I won't burn a debt. Turn back into my daddy Bernie.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, January 15th, 2007, coming up on the program today. Eat me! Eat my fat! Plus, sliced breasts and suing over the quality of women. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast, starting a brand new week of shows. And today's a very special day. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, or as I like to call it, Black Monday. No, of course, Martin Luther King was a great African-American leader. He ushered in an era of equality or something. I don't know. That's him, right? Or am I talking about the guy who introduced the first procedure to pasteurize milk? I can't remember which. But either way, Martin Luther King was a great man, either in the arena of civil rights or dairy, I guess. I'm the product of the public school system. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is today we honor Martin Luther King, but I think we should also be honoring other great blacks, I guess. On Distorted View, we feature a lot of African Americans, and I think we should honor them as well. So let's take a listen to some great moments in African Americans on Distorted View.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff, and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried, bitch.
So poor, so black. So poor, so black. So poor.
Smoke a little crack. Suck a little dick.
So black.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I want to know where to go. I want to go. Give me the go. I want to go.
There you go, a tribute to Distorted View's African Americans. I'm sure the NAACP is going to honor me with some sort of award. Always fighting for equality. I do have to mention that today's show is going to be a little bit short because I don't have anywhere to tape the show. Everyone's off of work and I can't do my show when other people are around screaming about queefing and shit. But nonetheless, I'm going to try to do a full show for you today. It might end up being a little bit short. But before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I wanted to play a video clip for you. It's from a television show. I have no idea which one it is, but it follows people around as they go to their therapist meeting, and it's like a couples therapy thing. So take a listen to this clip. This couple is, I believe, beyond repair.
When I'm trying to do anything, I have no privacy. I can't even lock myself in a corner in another room without her. And, open up that door! Open! She'll bang the door open to get
in.
I'm just taking a crap.
I got real paranoid for a long time about him going into the bathroom and jacking off to porn. That was my worry. I'm not going to have that shit in my house. I'm sorry.
Oh, could you imagine living with this cunt? You can't even jack off in your own bathroom. What sort of life is that?
So that was that's years where, ago, that, but that, she still won't let me take a shit in privacy.
That's about trust.
And laying the porn around the DVDs with the stars on for me to find. So to me, it's like, you go lock yourself in the bathroom when my pussy's waiting in the bedroom for you to fuck. Why do you need to be in there jacking off to the porn?
That's not always the case.
She's a classy lady. By the way, if I was the therapist, I would say, look, bitch. There's no guy in the world that doesn't jack off, even if he's in a relationship. Sometimes you just want to look at porn. Someone else. You know, variety is the spice of life. That's my motto. All right, so the next clip is, I guess then there's a camera in their car as they're driving home, and they're talking about their last session. And just to give you a little backstory here, apparently they've both cheated on each other with other people. And that's one of the reasons why they're in therapy. And that's one of the things, I guess, they discussed. And now they're talking about it in the car.
We had some interesting conversations. I'm really ecstatic about some of the things we talked about. I did say some shit about the cheating, you know.
Both of you and me?
And
you just focused on
both of us.
Focused on me.
No, I focused on me. As a matter of fact, I bragged a little bit about it, and then I got really sad about it after that and said how much, I loved him.
Why would you tell your partner that you're currently with that you were bragging to other people about who you were cheating with? And I believe he mentions that as well here.
How could you brag about it? How could you brag about cheating?
Because we talked about how hot some of the guys we fucked were.
Again, not the best thing to say.
So basically you're saying that the guy you cheat on me with is hotter than me.
No, which I've heard before. I did not say that.
That's kind of what you said.
No, I said I love you. I chose you.
Yeah,
I think
you love
you're
me,
hot.
But he's hotter.
No, I didn't say that.
He's younger?
No.
This couple is fucked. Just end it now before you kill each other and you end up in a News of the Weird story that I'm going to read on Distorted View.
Hotter.
No.
Harder.
I said
longer,
that I have
better.
Trust issues. And you have trust issues, that's why I'm here, because they both were like, you don't have any problems with sex. Why the fuck are you guys here?
I can answer that question if you want me to.
And then after that, we went outside and we all vented. I vented more than them too.
Okay, I believe this guy goes ballistic in T-minus 10 seconds.
And you can fuck anyone too, like you, the slut you are.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Three, it wasn't about two, any of
that. Whoever the fuck it was, fuck you for doing that. Fuck you!
And scene. So there you go. If you guys know what television show this is, please email me. I would love to know. I'd love to check it out. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, before we get into the first story, I do have to mention this because it's my job. Please, if you haven't signed up for the Distorted View Sideshow, do so now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Great savings if you go the yearly route, by the way. But you get full access to the Distorted View archives, extended shows, exclusive shows, all sorts of stuff. By the way, extended shows will be starting sometime later this month or early February. So sign up now so you're all set for when the extended programs start. All right? If you'd like to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com is the website address. First story we have for you today, Bon Appetit! Said artist Marco Avaricity as he presented his friends with his newest creation. Get ready for this one. Meatballs cooked with fat from his own body, extracted by liposuction. Welcome to Distorted View, freaks. Ladies and gentlemen, bon appetit and may God bless, said Avaricity, a glass in his hand, to his dining companions, seated around the table in Santiago's Animal Gallery tonight. On the plates in front of them was a serving of pasta, and in the middle, a meatball made with oil Aravicetti removed from his body in a liposuction procedure last year. Check this shit out. Aravicetti produced 48 meatballs with his own fat, some of which would be canned and sold for $4,000. I need to get in on this somehow. All right. Liposuction is a little too expensive for me, although I need it. That would be great. If anyone's a doctor out there and will perform liposuction on me and I'm able to keep the fat afterwards, email me show@distortedview.com. I have a business proposal for you. No, but I'm thinking maybe we could start small. Maybe I can start selling my toenails or fingernails, and then I can sort of blend them, grind them to small little bits, and bake them in food. What else don't I need? Jism pot pies I could sell. How about my snot as a garnish? Have a lot of that. Apparently, I just don't think like a businessman, apparently. This guy is smart. Sucking out his fat and selling meatballs for $4,000. The question of whether or not to eat human flesh is more important than the result, he said. Explaining the point of his creation. You are not a cannibal if you eat art, he said. I'm waiting for that to be the defense of the next cannibal on trial. Your Honor, I'm not a cannibal, you see. What I was doing was art. This is simply one of my newest pieces. I'm calling it Chick Who I Fucked and Then Hacked Up With an Axe and Ate Her Eyeballs Dipped in Hidden Valley Ranch. It's so postmodern. A veteran of shock art, in earlier work, invited people to kill fish by pressing the button on a blender the fish was held in. In April 2004, he dyed an enormous iceberg in Greenland with red paint. What a statement. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Orlando, Florida. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but an Orlando man who said he was promised beauty was instead given a beast of a situation. So funny. Stick to writing the news. Stop trying to be funny. Kurt Spath, 36, of Orlando, is suing the Events and Adventures Club, claiming that the women he met were not up to his standards. Sir, the fact that you yourself attended the Events and Adventure Club proves that you're not up to your standards. You're a mess. A disgusting mess. Spath, an insurance adjuster who enjoys cooking and outdoor activities, told Local 6 News that he paid more than $1,000 to join the group, loser, which promised to set him up with sophisticated, professional women. Spath said the women he met through the group were far from that description, so he's suing to get a refund of his membership fee. A reporter from Local 6 News asked, "Is it safe to say you think you're better than everybody in this group?" And he replied, "No, that's relative. I wouldn't say I'm better than anybody else. I'd say I'm different. Different in a better kind of way. These people are not what I was looking for and not what I was promised." The singles group did not return any phone calls from Local 6 News, so who the hell knows what's up? If I was this guy, I would do what many singles are doing these days. Video personal ads. Have the ladies come to you. You just say, "Hi, I'm Kurt Spath. I'm warm and sensitive." Just like this guy.
"I'm in search of a nice, outgoing woman who is very attractive, who would like me for who I am for, because I have sensitive feelings. The most thing I love about women are they got a nice attractive legs, nice body, and nice hair, eyes, pretty smile. The craziest thing I have done, I ran across the street and I never looked. The most wonderful thing about me, I'm warm and sensitive."
Oh, very well spoken. Final story we have for you today. A man under arrest for dismembering the body of his sister sliced off her hair and breasts in an apparent attempt to hide the victim's gender. Yukimoto from... Okay, sure. He's from Tokyo, but I play that sound effect for Chinese people and Japanese. Because I'm not racist. What? Yes, poor Yukimoto, 21, from Tokyo, Shabayaka, blah, 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 whatever, told officers that he disposed of the breasts by putting them in the garbage disposal in his sink. Muto is under arrest for slicing the body of his 20-year-old sister, Azumi, into more than 10 separate pieces, mostly at the joints. That's like a puzzle. He put the other body parts into 4 plastic bags and hid them in his room. Quote, "I was planning to get rid of the bags later," he was quoted telling police. Muto also admitted to Azumi's murder, "I hit her on the head and she passed out, but then she came around again, so I strangled her." The victim's lungs contained water, and police suspect that Muto might have strangled or drowned her in a bathtub. We actually have some audio of the killer talking about his victim.
She dresses well, and she has a nice, very nice, attractive lady. And nice hair, eyes, pretty smile. I could have superpower, it would be the key to the city of my town.
Yeah, that guy is crazy. It's a real video ad, by the way. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with the Freaky Deaky, see how they're doing today.
Yo, Tim, what's up? You read a ball-popping porn.
I know, I remember that
for
now.
Fantastic Tuesday.
That was a long time ago.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but you totally did. Yeah, there you go. So, you're kind of an idiot. But you knew that.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, I know. We were talking about ball... I don't know why. I think on Friday's show or maybe Thursday's show, we were talking about ball popping. And I mentioned that that would be a good topic for Sextastic Tuesday. And I forgot that we did a ball popping story. But still, if anyone has a good ball popping Sextastic Tuesday story, email it to me. I would love to read another one. All right, next up.
Tim, it's Jim in Chicago. Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much.
I've got this
rash. It's like on the tip of my cock, and whenever I pee, it aggravates it, and it burns. And it burns for like an hour or two after I pee, and it's like, God, already clear up. I don't know what the hell that's about. Oh, wait, you really don't care how I'm doing. Okay, what do you have to say?
A compliment and a complaint for you today.
Oh, great.
My compliment is keep up the Ask Satan shit. That shit is awesome.
All right.
I love that segment.
That's really cool.
Satan, I'm glad he's making regular appearances on Distorted View. That kicks ass.
Yeah.
My complaint? Read your fucking email, dude. I can't access the sideshow. There's a problem or something with my username and password. And I've emailed you like 3 times to try and get it resolved, and you haven't responded or done anything. And
that's that quality customer service you can only expect from the Super Freak Sideshow. I think I talked to this guy already.
I haven't had access to the sideshow for like over a week, so
nice.
I don't know if I need to cancel a membership or what to get.
No, don't do that.
But please
don't
read
pay
your
more.
Email. That's all, man.
I think we took care of it. You've got to. I'm going to set up a separate email account because I literally have 10,000. Wait till you hear this. I have 10,092 emails that have not been read. I shit you not. Most of them are spam, but it's sometimes they get lost in there. So I'm going to set up a separate account just for Super Freak Sideshow issues. But I think I actually took care of this guy this guy's problem on Friday. So, dude, if you're still having a problem, email me again, and we'll get that resolved. And yeah, I'm really sorry.
Hey, Tim, it's Sam at Center Fell. You know, the guy whose younger brother had a circumcision when he was 6 years old. Anyway, just to call and tell you about, you know, the whole freak moment back yesterday on the Friday show. Just got done listening to it and heard the kid talking about the Apple keynote. Well, I've been doing that, listening to John Madden speak on Sunday Night Football. just watching anything. Do you see what he did? Do you see what she did right there? Did you see what I did? Every time I hear that, I'm thinking, yeah, stuck your finger in your dick hole, didn't you?
That really is becoming a Distorted View catchphrase. By the way, we have a Did You See What I Just Did t-shirt available. If you click on whatever it is, store or merchandise or whatever, you can buy it. It's a black shirt. I think you can get it in different colors now. I don't know. It's through Cafe Press. I don't know what the hell they're doing with the colored shirts. But I bought one, and it looks really, really good. So buy it in black is my suggestion.
Yep. And unfortunately, even when women say it now, did you see what I did? did you see what I did? Yeah, stuck your finger in your dick hole. And you don't even have dick holes. It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
That was about it.
All right.
You know, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
On the show. And you know what? I have a Sextastic Tuesday idea. I want to write something.
Ooh.
And I promise you, grammar will be immaculate. It'll be as if, you know, Charles Dickens wrote you a Sextastic Tuesday story.
Yes, points are given for grammar.
Hey, Tim. This
style
Chris
points.
I got a joke for you.
Uh-oh.
What's grosser than gross?
What?
A trash can full of dead babies. What's grosser than that?
What?
The one at the bottom is still alive. What's grosser than that? We got to eat his way to the top. What's grosser than that? He goes back for more. All right, well, I love your show, man. Thanks.
Love the dead baby jokes. That is all the time we have for this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Official. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh, God, I'm warm and sensitive. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Sound speaks louder words sometimes, but not everybody.
You slave, you're not worthy of my delicious ass.